CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News. Jeff, immediately after the withdrawal, suddenly articles appeared and covered widely, CBS News, Fox News, NBC News, The New York Times, that Al-Qaeda could regain ability to threaten the U.S., this from the intelligence community in the United States. Even a timeline, a year or two. Now, there is information to say that Al-Qaeda never left Afghanistan, pointing at the Haqqani network that is now a dominant force in the new cabinet. Is it significant that Al-Qaeda is back in Afghanistan, knowing that it has a vital front in the Arabian Peninsula, knowing in the Islamic Maghreb, knowing in East Africa? Is Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan more threatening or business as usual in your measure, if it is true?
I think right now it's business as usual, but we've certainly seen very significant things occurring. In the last few weeks, for example, we saw bin Laden's security chief, Amin al-Haq, who had served with bin Laden in Tora Bora as he was escaping the country, seeing him on a video returning to Afghanistan. We had a report in the last few months by the UN, which substantiated, John, what you have suggested, that ties remain between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, despite the fact that the agreement the Taliban signed with the Trump administration, they agreed to sever ties with those organizations that might threaten the United States or our European allies. So it does not seem that the Taliban has lived up to that particular obligation. And as we move forward, what is that going to mean in terms of expanded presence? Mr. Biden has talked about the continued presence of so-called over-the-horizon forces to deal with this kind of problem. But the challenge is going to be over-horizon forces have got to be combined with over-horizon intelligence to monitor what's going on. And any intel person, and several have already said so, know that we have lost a significant amount of our intelligence capability in Afghanistan due to the withdrawal, particularly on the side of human intelligence. And that, with us now gone, is going to be very, very difficult for us to rebuild. In fact, the whole idea of over-the-horizon forces, you might say, had an exclamation point put behind it in the waning days of our withdrawal from Afghanistan. And that is this drone strike at the very end, which took out supposedly an ISIS car bomb. Over the last few days, there seems to be increasing evidence that that might have been faulty intelligence, and they may have just killed, unfortunately, a guy that worked for a U.S. aid agency, and the resulting collateral damage resulted in the deaths of several children.
Jeff, in losing Bagram, are we blind in Central Asia?
To a certain degree, one could say that, though Avril Haines, the DNI, was quick to add that we now have got to husband our resource assets in the intelligence world, not only focusing, of course, on Al-Qaeda's operations in Afghanistan, but as you suggested a moment ago, Al-Qaeda operates like a franchise, so you've got to look out for its operations in Yemen, in the Arab Peninsula, in the Maghreb, in places like Libya. I've dealt with an awful lot of Egyptians very concerned about Al-Qaeda presence in places like the Sinai, in Chad, in Niger, in a number of places around the world, any one of which could be as bad or worse than Al-Qaeda presence in Afghanistan in terms of their ability to recruit people and then use that as a platform to conduct attacks against us or our allies.
There's no easy workaround. We're not welcomed in the other capitals, if I understand correctly. We're not welcome, we're not unwelcome, but in any event, it would require building new relationships in Dushanbe, for example, Tajikistan, which is a major exit point for the people coming out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. And again, that to me was punctuated by the fact that during the evacuation, we were not able to reopen the so-called northern supply route as part of the evacuation using some of the airfields in Central Asia, which we had done very successfully up till about 2015, particularly in Kyrgyzstan. And it seems there is a lot of suggestion that that was simply because Mr. Putin clamped down on his satellite allies and did not allow the United States to use those transfer points, which would further suggest their willingness to cooperate with us on intelligence gathering, even about Al-Qaeda, in the short term at least, is going to be circumscribed.
Jeff McCausland, he is the author of Battle Tested. He's CBS News. He's a retired U.S. colonel, NATO colonel, United States Army. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.